Our second feature highlights the life of another very long-serving local resident, the musician Lee Vasey. Here is Tim Peters to read the feature.
Lee Vasey has been a professional musician since 1969. Since starting the Lee Vasey Band back in the early 1980s, Lee and some of the region's top musicians have been entertaining audiences at venues across Norfolk, Suffolk and beyond. Aged 15, Lee joined a band with his brother Deck on bass and cousin Roy Chubby Brown Vasey, yes, the comedian, on drums. They played the Northern Clubs with the music of the day, Creedence Clearwater Revival, The Beatles, and late 60s rock. I probably started playing guitar when I was around 12, explains Lee. When I was 14, I used to go out on my own and go into the local folk club every week and watch the guitar players. I'd sneak in and get myself half a beer and sit in the corner and watch them playing bluegrass and folk music, he chuckles. There wasn't any internet or any means of learning apart from watching somebody in those days. In the breaks, I'd ask them how they did things, and that's how I learned. The young band Lee had joined with his family members gigged all around the Northeast, Middlesbrough, Newcastle, Sunderland and Gateshead, bringing the joy and colour that music creates into the industrial and steel towns and cities. I had a job in British Steel because where I lived, just outside Middlesbrough, was surrounded by British Steel and ICI. Industry was everywhere, so I got a job in the steelworks, and I just hated it. I had another job with the Parks Department, picking weeds, and I didn't like that either. I just thought I'd rather be a guitar player, so that's what I did. At 17, he joined a local dance band, working four nights a week as part of a club residency. But this was the making of him as a professional musician, and saw Lee honing his craft and improving his music reading and arranging skills. In those days, there were two major nightclub chains, Mecca and the Bailey Organisation, and I got a job at the second biggest Bailey, which was in Hull, says Lee. It was seven nights a week. I was there for 4 years, and during that time we had loads of great bands performing there. Loads of American bands and the English acts that were doing the big nightclubs, including Norman Wisdom, Mud and Show Waddy Waddy. He fondly recalls spending a week hanging out with legendary comic and entertainer Tommy Cooper. Ah! Tommy Cooper, he laughs. He was there for a week and invited us to hang out with him and have a drink, which we did. We spent a whole week with Tommy, which was really great. It was a job offer at the Samson and Hercules, which saw him move to Norwich, which saw the emergence of the Lee Vasey Band. While I was at the Samson in 1982, we formed a three-piece band and used to play guitar instrumentals. We were doing a complete mix of loads of guitar stuff, jazz, rock, everything. We used to finish off with the 1812 Overture. When I think about it now, I don't know how we got away with it, he laughs. That was the first Lee Vasey Band. Influenced by the American-style swing and jazz bands, he decided to expand this to a 10-piece and soon had a regular Sunday slot at the Lawyer Pub in Norwich. When they started being asked to perform at parties, they put together a 70s and 80s disco set. That was the beginning of the band that everybody thinks of now, he says. Whether it's been as a guest at a wedding, a dinner dance, beer festival, birthday party, or in a pub, over the last four decades it would be unusual if you hadn't seen Lee perform in some venue or other in Norfolk or Suffolk. It's a cracking band, and we've had loads of great musicians and singers that have been in it, he says. I love it, and we have a great time. The band's still going and is incredibly popular, and Lee reckons it's through trying to bring something unique and dynamic that's been the key to its longevity. All of the arrangements and stuff we play, I write myself. I've always tried, within the writing, to do it as well as I can, and really use the musicians as well as I can. Because I've thought in those terms, I've always tried to make it good. It's not necessarily always the case, though. I've done some terrible arrangements. If we've tried them, and I've thought, well, that's rubbish, they get thrown in the bin. So, with the band still going as strong as ever, is Lee tempted to switch off the mic or unplug the amp? Not likely. I still enjoy playing, I really do, he says. One of the real bonuses of being a musician is you can interact with other people. It's brilliant. It's good to see the fun you can bring to someone's event. People really appreciate the fact you've gone there and done your best, and they're really appreciative. And that's brilliant. I'd loathe the thought that I wasn't going to go out and do it anymore.
Thanks, Tim.